Welcome to Start Writing's Quick Vocabulary. We are going to get started with your first word, as soon as the computer cooperates.
And the word is gravamen, and it means the material or significant part of agreements or complaint.
The gravamen of Walter's letter to the editor was that the newspaper frequently reported on the school system's failure to rarely cover its successes and improvements. That is gravamen. It's a noun, the material or significant part of a grievance or complaint.
And it comes from gravis, which is like a heaviness or a burden. So
I guess that makes sense to me because like in Malagasy, you'd say grave. And it was from the French, meaning very heavy. It's very serious. Yeah, grave. Cool. It's very heavy. It's very serious. Or like think Back to the Future. Marty McFly, heavy. And then Doc Brown would be like, why is everything so heavy in the 1980s? Is the gravitational pull of the Earth different?
That's heavy, Doc.
So, it's the heavy part of the complaint or the grievance.
And that's gravamen. Next is diaphanous, and it means characterized by such fineness of texture as to permit seeing through.
Characterized by extreme delicacy of form, ethereal, insubstantial, or vague, is an adjective. For an hour and 45 minutes, Jackson wound through the various chapters of his career, directing her diaphanous voice to nearly three dozen songs. So this is diaphanous, it's an adjective, characterized by such fineness of texture as to permit seeing through, ethereal, insubstantial, or vague.
And it comes from the Latin diaphanous, meaning transparent.
That's funny. Transparent, that's a synonym they didn't list there, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's exactly what that first definition is, transparent. Diaphanous. That's just a showy word.
Oh, you know what? This reminds me. As I was thinking about the vocab that we recorded last time, I, a lot of times, will look up the etymology of a word because I make up tons and tons of words in my books. Many words.
Really?
So, yeah.
I don't remember that in Song of Locke.
They're in there.
The Gimes, I remember that.
Yeah, my custom dictionary would just list them all. If you want to look, and there's a lot. Huh. But I will go to the roots of the words and the etymology of like a concept that I'm looking for.
Oh, interesting.
And then I'll kind of like riff off of that to make up these words.
So talk to me about Gimes.
So Nims actually, so G-N-Y-M-E-S, is that what I spelled
Yeah,
it?
Something like that.
So Nims comes from gnomes.
Okay.
Like just this small, but it's actually, man, it's been a long time since I looked it up. But there's like the four Greek elements have elementals linked to that. And I can't remember what the actual Greek elemental is. It might be related to gnome, but I changed it to nim because I wanted it to seem more like a spirit rather than like a tough, hardy.
Right.
And so like I play with the word, with the root, and try to make it kind of feel phonetically, or is that the right word?
Yeah.
I want the sound of it to sound like the thing that I'm trying
right.
to
create. Interesting. So. Interesting. Okay.
Next word is sustain, which is to provide with nourishment, to keep up or prolong, to support the weight of, to buoy up, or to support as true, legal, or just.
It takes a village, a tribe, and a sorority to sustain one another, to flourish, and become an accomplished adult. So sisterhood means inspiring women around me, encouraging each other, crying, laughing, stumbling, and continuing on the path. That is sustain, and it is a verb. Keep up, prolong, buoy, suffer, undergo.
Man, and this one actually has a cool root, which is the second part, tain, which is like, I know in Spanish there's tener, and let's see, what is it? Oh, tenacity.
Tenacity
is to hold on, right? To stick to something.
Okay.
And this tain, like in sustain or maintain or obtain, like these are all that holding, and it's different types of holding, which, again,
to hold somebody up.
Tenacity Yeah.
To sustain them. Or to, I guess, to hold yourself up with, in this case of food, sustain, right?
Yeah.
It sustains you. Huh. Interesting.
Attain. Yeah, that's cool.
Yep. Tenacity. Maintain. Obtain. There it is. Okay.
Contain. There's a bunch of them. I can't think of them all right now. But. Okay. Next is Orphic. And it means of or relating to Orpheus or the rites or doctrines ascribed to him. It also means mystic or oracular. It can also mean fascinating or entrancing.
All right. No summer ever came back, and no two summers ever were alike, said I with a degree of Orphic wisdom that astonished myself. So Orphic, that's an adjective, and it is of or relating to Orpheus or the rites ascribed to him, and mystic, oracular, fascinating, or entrancing. So Orpheus, a poet and musician in Greek mythology who almost rescues his wife Eurydice from Hades by charming Pluto and Persephone with his lyre. So that's Orpheus.
Dang, that's a great story. He almost rescues his wife.
So...
I'm not that familiar with that story.
I'm not either. So I'm trying to wrap my head around this first meaning of or relating to Orpheus or the rites or doctrines ascribed to him. What does that even mean in relationship to his story? I don't get it.
I guess we need to read the story.
Okay. So we think we got it. So when there were shrines containing relics or believed relics of Orpheus, they were called oracles. So the Orphic is then like a prophetic prophecy, right? About the future. That's what they're saying when it's of or relating to the doctrine of Orpheus. That was a tricky one. We had to do some digging to get that one. Orphic, adjective.
You say it. No, I don't get it.
Catenate.
No, cacinate.
Cacinate.
And it means to laugh loudly or immoderately. This is a verb.
Oh, it's got some onomatopoeia to it. You cacinate.
Yeah.
As the author read from her newest book, we tried to tune out the spectator cacinating at the back of the auditorium. Cacinate. It's a verb. To laugh loudly or immoderately. I don't like that use of immoderately. It's just a terrible word. It's like they were stretching it. It's like, to laugh loudly? Be like, should we just leave it there? Be like, no, throw in something else. It means the same thing.
It says that this word may, like, there's a similar word in Latin. It may have created the English word cackle.
Oh, interesting.
So we're looking at the progeny now instead of the ancestry.
Yeah, but still, that's kind of cool that you had cacinate, which never really caught on, but cackle did.
Yeah.
Like, witches cackle. You know all about that.
I sure do.
So that's interesting. That was kind of cool. All right. I think we've done too many at this point. I wasn't keeping track, and that was my job. So that was it for the short vocabulary episode. So not this one, not the next episode, but the vocabulary ones following that will then have your poetry tacked on at the end.